More than 46 million Americans are currently on the Supplemental Nutrition, or SNAP, program. As of April of this year, the average monthly benefit per person was $124.70. That's just over $4 a day. SNAP assistance here in New Hampshire is the lowest in the nation at $3.84 a day. With a pint of blueberries costing about $2.99, a cucumber totaling 50 cents, and a single red bell pepper ringing up at about a dollar, what does mealtime look like to somebody on a SNAP budget? And what does it take to eat a balanced diet on just $4 a day? The Food Research and Action Center brings those numbers to life in its SNAP Challenge, encouraging people to try living on the average daily food stamp benefit for just 1 week. I spoke to the program's legal director, Ellen Vollinger, to break down the numbers and find out how people have responded to the SNAP Challenge.
We have gotten a lot of reports from people who've taken the SNAP Challenge. Number one, they do find it difficult to afford a balanced diet. They typically, when they go and do their shopping trip, find it very difficult to shop within that budget and often get to the checkout line and find that they're somewhat over and literally need to, you know, take another cabbage back to the produce aisle or something else off the cart. So as a matter of figuring out what things cost and trying to get what they might even be used to on that amount of money, they find quite a challenge, quite difficult. One of the other things, however, that we hear from people who take the SNAP Challenge is how surprised they are by the monotony of what they've been consuming over a week, the lack of variety and the monotony of it, as well as the lack of their usual social interaction. I think sometimes people forget how much they're interacting with other people for meals. And so sometimes if somebody's on the SNAP Challenge and they're used to going out to a restaurant with somebody, they either won't go or won't eat at the restaurant. And it's just a different way of interacting than they're used to. And I suppose one of the other things that we hear pretty regularly is how much time it takes to be involved in trying to eat on that amount of money. With that often comes no real wiggle room for error.
Well, let's go through some meal plans, I'd say, for a family of four that could be afforded on the SNAP budget. Give me a sample breakfast.
You know, it really depends. You know, some people may be choosing cereals. They may be choosing toast. There's not a lot of room for fruits, probably. They might have some, but it's not going to be as easy for them to have fruits with that meal, I think, on any kind of consistent basis. Some of it will be, you know, what people are choosing, I suppose, and some of it may be what they can get people around the table to eat. But it's not a lot of money. When you're talking about $4 a person a day, how you break that out, you may be talking about a dollar for the breakfast. It depends, you know, if they're spending more on the breakfast, less on the lunch, more on the dinner. It's not a lot of money.
You mentioned the monotony that people discovered on the SNAP Challenge. What's a sort of typical meal that's affordable for a family on a SNAP budget?
Well, I'll give you an example. Congressman Jim McGovern from Massachusetts, who took the SNAP Challenge, ate a lot of lentils the first time that he took the challenge and reported afterward that he probably didn't want to look at another lentil. So some of it is, you know, picking things that might be that might help you stretch, might fill the belly, and frankly, that you might even like. But if that's really something you're eating all the time or quite a bit by the end of even just the week, that gets pretty tiresome.
Well, lentils, great example of take some time to prepare. You've got to soak them in everything. They've got to be dressed up somehow to be good to eat. But a low-cost, high-nutrition value food, any other low-cost, high-nutritional value foods come to mind for you?
Well, a former Congresswoman, Joanne Emerson, took the challenge with Congressman McGovern, and one of the things she reported was actually going online and looking at newspaper ads and planning out what she was going to purchase, and I believe that she purchased a whole chicken and prepared the chicken and then used various pieces of it. So there are choices that may be somewhat better, but that took quite a bit of time and preparation. She also had reported that even the shopping trip took longer than any time she'd gone on a shopping trip. There's just an awful lot of planning and time for preparation that goes into getting the better results, I think.
Well, Ellen Vollinger, thank you very much for your time.
Sure, thank you.
Ellen Vollinger, Legal Director at the Food Research and Action Center. You can find more on the SNAP Challenge, including those who've done it, and maybe take on the challenge yourself. There's a link for more at wordofmouthradio.org.